It's been 13 days since we've been back at the friendly confines of Atrium Health Ballpark, but back are the Kannapolis Cannonballers and back in action after a four-day All-Star break. The Ballers are back, and they will play the Augusta Green Jackets in a three-game stretch to get back from this little All-Star break that they had, and they will play three here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Game one of the three-game set tonight as the Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets face off. Hi, good friends. Dan Helody on the call for you today. Valley Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. It is Luis Guanipa getting the leadoff start today for the Green Jackets. Aldrin Batista on the bump. His first pitch is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. 7-0-1 is your first pitch time here in Kannapolis as Guanipa digs in on the 0-1. It's a bit outside from Batista for an even 1-1 count. Batista works pretty quickly on the bump. The 25th overall prospect in the organization for the Chicago White Sox as Guanipa lifts this one into center. Backtracking is Alvaro Aguero. And under it, he makes the grab for the out. An F8 for the first batter of the game. One down, and John Heel will be the batter for the Green Jackets. So Aldrin Batista getting the start. 6 foot, 285-pound righty, 7-4 on the season. He's tied for the Carolina League lead in wins with 7, a 3.62 ERA. 15th appearance on the season for the righty. His first pitch to Heel is inside for ball one. 1-0 count on John Heel, the shortstop. It is Junior Garcia, the right fielder, awaiting on deck. Batista's 1-0 is inside for ball two, a 2-0 count. Heel bats second. He's the shortstop. Junior Garcia, right fielder, bats third in the order for Winston Sawyer and the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization. 2-0 from Batista. Fastball upper part of the zone for now a 2-1 count. Batista, again, has faced these Green Jackets a couple of times. His 15th start of the season, he's faced them twice before. He's been a 2-0 in that time. A late swing on the 2-1, and Heel falls behind on that swing. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Junior Garcia, right fielder, bats third in the order. He is on deck. Isaiah Drake in left field, bats in the cleanup spot. 2-2 from Batista. Weak tapper, foul. Still a 2-2 count, and Gill battles at the plate. Drake, left fielder, bats cleanup. Will Verdung, first baseman, bats fifth. Cade Kern, the DH, bats sixth. Luis Sanchez, third baseman, bats seventh. Cam McGee, batting eighth. And batting ninth, rounding it out for the Augusta Green Jackets is Jacob Godman. A high chopper, 2-2. Back to the mound, Batista field. Throw to first is not in time. Infield single for John Heel. And that is the first base runner of the night for either side. An infield single on a ground ball back up the middle. John Garcia, the right fielder, now due up. So Garcia gets an opportunity to bat after Heel reaching base on a chopper in the infield. So Junior Garcia, right fielder, batting now for the Augusta Green Jackets, who had a whole bunch of roster moves today. And by a whole bunch, I mean a five spot, as this check on the runner at first is in there in time. And Aldrin Batista quickly has two outs on a pickoff. It is a 1-3 PO in the scorebook, four now, two down. Garcia has a fresh count. He's not seen a pitch quite yet. Still nothing on base for the Green Jackets after not even a pitch thrown after a single. First pitch to Garcia, low and inside, a 1-0 count on the Green Jackets right fielder. Batista acquired in a trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers by the Chicago White Sox in August of last year, 1-0 into center. Backtracking is Wilbur Sanchez coming in. Aguero, Sanchez, though, calls him off, and it's a P6 for the third out. And it's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning in this top of the first. That'll send us into the bottom half of the first. Ballers will bat. Riku Nishida, Wilbur Sanchez, Arxi Hernandez do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Riku Nishida leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning. Wilbur Sanchez, Arxi Hernandez do up here. Still into this bottom of the first. Ballers in Green Jackets in the first game of a three-game set at Atrium Health Ballpark. Pleasure to have you join us here on Bally Live, MILB.TV, and your two free audio streams, kcballers.com and the MILB official app. As Riku Nishida gets the first pitch, it's outside for ball one. From the starting arm, the lefty on the mound for Augusta is Rolando Gutierrez, listed as a promotion to Augusta back on May the 18th. He's got a 1-1 count now on Riku Nishida. Rolando Gutierrez, 6'2", 190-pound southpaw from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He is a free agent signee internationally in 2022. As he gets ahead on Nishida, it's a 1-2 count. Nishina Sanchez and Arxie Hernandez, the 3-2 up here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the Chicago White Sox organization. Nishina buys a little bit of time, calling to the home plate umpire Frank Jones. He'll call a little extra time. Rolando Gutierrez making his ninth appearance of 2024, his fifth in the season for the Green Jackets, as Nishina ducking out of the way, 2-2 on the Ballers left fielder. He has not gone more than four innings in a single outing, has Rolando Gutierrez. This is his fifth appearance, and this is his first start for the Green Jackets. 2-2 in the left, sprayed on a line drive. Nishina rounds first, and he'll pull up there as it is a looper. This one gets loose in the infield, though, and it gets into the dugout. Nishina will be held and put at third base now as he advanced to second on the errant throw. And it's an error on the throw from the left fielder, Isaiah Drake. So a single, and then Augusta has an error. And it's a runner on third for the Ballers. Nobody out. Wilbur Sanchez digs in. So a single for Nishina, and then an E7 on the throw from Isaiah Drake in left field. Makes it now a runner on third for Kannapolis with Wilbur Sanchez batting. Sanchez digging in, Arxie Hernandez on deck is Rolando Gutierrez. All of a sudden in some early trouble. First pitch to Wilbur Sanchez in there, called strike 0-1. Gutierrez in his last outing, two runs on two hits in four innings of work against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That was back in last Saturday's action between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Augusta Green Jackets. Pitch, swing and a miss. Sanchez falling behind now. It's nothing and two. So nothing and two on Sanchez with a runner on third. It's Riku Nishida who has the first hit, and then he's in scoring position on the errant throw in left field from Isaiah Drake. The Green Jackets, a team that struggles in the field, have had quite a few errors this season. Have the Augusta Green Jackets. 0-2 to Sanchez in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Jacob Godman, and it's 1-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. In the field, the Augusta Green Jackets came into opening week, had a bit of a rough go of it. They are fourth place in the Carolina League entering today. 113 errors. And again, this is game only 86 for Augusta. So well over an inning, well over an error a game as Sanchez flails with a 1-2 and misses. It's a strikeout, first one of the night for Rolando Gutierrez. There is one down, runner on third, and it's Arxie Hernandez the batter. So Arxie, the third baseman, bats third in the order. Yonaker Betancourt in his return to the Ballers lineup bats fourth. Luis Pineda, catcher, bats fifth. George Wolko, right fielder, bats sixth. Albertson Ossian, your DH tonight, bats seventh. Batting eighth, Javier Mora. And batting ninth is Alvaro Aguero. Again, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, under the leadership this week of Mike Gellinger. 1-0 inside, Arxie has a 2-0 count. Mike Gellinger, the Arizona Complex League White Sox bench coach, getting the call up from Arizona to manage the Ballers this weekend while Patrick Leland is up in Cooperstown with his dad. 2-0 is low for a 3-0 count. Again, the great Mr. Jim Leland getting inducted this weekend into Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame. So Jim getting joined by his family, and Pat's one of them. 3-0 lifted high and deep and foul down into the right field terrace area. It is 3-1 on Arxie Hernandez. We'll set the defense for the Augusta Green Jackets today. Drake is in left. He's already got an error tonight. Guanipa, is in center. And then Garcia is in right. Sanchez, Heel, McGee, and Verdung left to right in the infield. And behind the dish is Jacob Godman for Winston Sawyer and the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization here for the second time this season. This is the last time these two sides will meet in 2024, pending playoff implications. Augusta is locked into the middle of the division. If they can come around and play in the playoffs, they'll face Kannapolis. 3-1 to the left. That's a fly ball. Garcia makes the catch. Throw home as Nishina breaks and slides in safely. Just like that, it's a fly for Arxie Hernandez. It's a sacrifice fly, and the Ballers take the lead. It's 1-0 in this bottom of the first. Ballers on top. Two outs, and now Yonaker Betancourt is the batter. So a sack fly for Arxi Hernandez. And the Ballers take a 1-0 lead here after three batters. Now Yonaker Betancourt will make his first appearance of this 2024 season. Betancourt, bit of an interesting story. Was on the Ballers roster all last season. 68 total games here. First pitch in there called strike, nothing and one. Signed by the White Sox again on May 31st of this season. He was originally signed as a free agent in the Venezuelan city of Turmero in 2016. 0-1 is low and inside, 1-1. He was the longest tenured White Sox prospect on the Ballers roster last year. Elected free agency after the season. A 1-1 fouled off straight back, and it's 1-2. So Betancourt elected free agency. Decided to test the market. Couldn't find a team to sign with. Ended up back with the White Sox in May. Spent some time in the Complex League. Also bounced all the way up to AA Birmingham. Spent some time with the Barons. And now is here with Kannapolis. He swings at the 1-2. Popped up. Shallow right. McGee trailing back. The Green Jacket second baseman. And he makes the catch for the third out. And that will send us to our first break of the night after the Ballers bat. They do lead 1-0. Sacrifice fly for Arxi Hernandez. Makes it 1-0. Ballers will be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bowie Live. Drake Verdung and Kern do up when we return for the Green Jackets. Well, Isaiah Drake will lead it off. It's not the first inning. This is actually the first game that Isaiah Drake has played in, and he's not been the leadoff batter. He's also playing a position that's not center field for the first time all season. A couple of firsts tonight for Isaiah Drake, the number 21 overall prospect in the system for the Atlanta Braves. He will lead off the second. Aldrin Batista will deliver his first pitch of the night. It's low and inside for ball one. Isaiah Drake is the leadoff batter this inning. He'll be followed by Will Verdung and Cade Kern against Aldrin Batista, who is in his second inning of work, 1-0 into center. Coming in, but quickly is Alvaro Aguero. Under it makes the play for the out. F8 for the first out, and now due up is Will Verdung. So Batista has sat down three of the four batters he's faced. He's allowed one single, but quickly John Heal thwarted on a pickoff attempt. So Will Verdung will be the batter now with one out and nobody on base for the Green Jackets, who have definitely scuffled through this season. First pitch outside for ball one at 36-49. Is Augusta this season. They're 9-11 in the second half. They're mired in the middle of that second half in the standings. Pitch outside, 2-0. They're just a half game back of third place. They're five games back of first place. The Charleston Riverdogs at 14-6. Off to a good start in the second half. 2-0, grounded foul. Verdung got a piece of it. It's grounded foul, though. Two balls and a strike. Defensively for Kannapolis today, Nishida, Aguero, and Wolko. Left or right in the outfield. In the infield, Arxi Hernandez, Wilber Sanchez, Javier Mora. And Yonaker Betancourt behind the dish is Luis Pineda. 2-1 from Batista. Fastball up and away. Three balls and a strike. Verdung batting in this fifth spot in the lineup, playing first base. Cade Kern, the DH, is on deck. 3-1 from Batista, grounded weakly towards third, trailing, and it's a fair ball. No, called foul at the last second by home plate umpire Frank Jones, and the count will run full. So Verdung will have to trot all the way back home after the late call from Frank Jones. Home plate umpire in this series between the Green Jackets and the Ballers. In the field is Richie Arredondo. Umpire is as assigned by the Carolina League. Another shift in the umpire schedule came today. All kinds of updates being made to the lineup for the Carolina League umpires. 3-2 lifted high and foul. And it is still a full count on Will Verdung. Aldrin Batista in his second inning of work. He's gone as long as six innings in a start. He hasn't faced this Augusta Green Jackets team, though, since back in mid-May down at SRP Park. Full count fouled off. Still 3-2 on Will Verdung. Verdung listed at 6'2". He's from Jackson, Tennessee, a 13th round pick in 2023 out of Itawamba Juco in Mississippi. 3-2, this one blasted high and deep left field. Looking up Nishida, and look out, Laureate, that ball is out of here. Will Verdung absolutely unloading on a pitch from Aldrin Batista, and just like that, it is a tie game in this top of the second. That ball was unloaded on out into left field, and it is one out now with nobody on. Due up is Cade Kern, the DH. 103 off the bat, 391 from Will Verdung on the solo homer. So now a 1-1 game here in Kannapolis as Kern swings first pitch into right. Wilco backtracks and makes the catch for the first pitch out. F9 to the second out. Luis Sanchez, third baseman, will bat. So the second hit allowed by Aldrin Batista in this one. It is a solo homer. Verdung has his second homer of the season. And Luis Sanchez at third base will now get a chance to bat. Batista allowing runs again on the mound for Kannapolis. First pitch in there called strike. It is nothing and one on Sanchez. Second straight outing for Batista. He's allowed runs. He had a shutout appearance in his last start against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. This one is outside on the 0-1. Nothing and one becomes 1-1. First start of July for Batista. He allowed no runs over five innings. And one of his best outings of the season. And then his most recent outing was statistically his worst. 1-1 up and away for a 2-1 count. Batista allowing six runs in five innings against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans back on the 11th of July. Seven strikeouts. He didn't walk any, but certainly allowed a few hits. This one corkscrewed, grounded to only 2-1 to Mora very weakly. Throw to first in time for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out, and that'll send us into a break. It's the top of the second complete. Bottom of the second is up, and we come back. Pineda, Wolko, and Ossie under the Ballers. Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Thank you.
Luis Pineda leads off the bottom of the second inning. Ballers in green jackets tied at one. First pitch grounded to short. Played by Heel. He throws to first. It is in time for the out. Pineda is out. First pitch just like that. A 6-3 ground out. George Wilco, right fielder, stands in now for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom second, and it's a 1-1 game after both sides have picked up an early run. Kannapolis scoring in the first inning on a sack fly from Mark C. Hernandez. And then a solo homer from Wilver Dung made it a 1-1 game. First pitch to Wolko in there, strike 0-1. Wolko with 8 homers on the season, 21 RBI. As the 0-1 becomes 0-2, a quick pitch from Gutierrez. Rolando Gutierrez in his second inning of work on the mound for the lefty. And he's gone as many as 4 innings as he takes his time messing with the timing. 0-2 low for now, a 1-2 count. Ossian is the DH awaiting on deck. Bottom 2, 1-1 game. 1-2 on the way to Wolko outside for now, a 2-2 count blocked by Godman. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Wolko. Number 13 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. 7th round pick last year out of Downers Grove, Illinois. Graduated high school early, born in January of 2006. 2-2 low, and the count will run full. It's 3-2. Wolko is doing better at getting on base. 3 games in a row reaching base. Carolina League Player of the Week for the first week of July. He swings on the 3-2 and can't catch up. It is a strikeout, second one of the day for Gutierrez. 2 down now, and Albert Sinasian is the batter. Halverson Ossian due up with 2 outs and nobody on base. DH tonight. He was not in the lineup initially today when we arrived at the park. First pitch outside, ball 1. Originally it was supposed to be Drake Logan in the lineup. A late scratch though, and Halverson Ossian digging in as the DH. He swings on the 1-0, lifted high and foul. It's a ball and a strike. Mora is on deck, and then batting ninth, Alvaro Aguero. Ballers in green jackets tied at 1 in the bottom of the second. 1-1 from Gutierrez. Hard grounder to short to his left heel. Makes a barehanded effort after a muff. Throw to first, and he got him. What a play at short by Heel in his first game in a green jackets uniform. John Heel makes the snag, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. Ossian can't believe it. A great play at short by Heel, and there is the third out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We will go to the third inning. Ballers in green jackets still tied at 1. It will be McGee, Godman, and Guanipa when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cam McGee leads it off, top of the third. Ballers and Green Jackets tied at one. Aldrin Batista back of the mound. Another inning of action for the righty. First pitch to McGee, a little looper to short. And one pitch, one out. A little soft L6 for the first out. Jacob Godman, catcher, bats second in this top of the third for the Augusta Green Jackets. Former Oral Roberts. Backstop, born in Las Vegas, Nevada, undrafted free agent signee in 2023 is Jacob Godman, a college teammate of our old friend Matt Hogan, part of that Oral Roberts College World Series team is Jacob Godman. Batista will wind, first pitch is a bit low on a fastball for a 1-0 count. Batista, four-seamer, a two-seamer, a changeup, and a slider for the righty from Asua, Dominican Republic. 1-0, a little breaking ball inside. It's swing and a miss by Godman. One ball and one strike. Godman on open stance. Batista winds 1-1. Is lifted into center. Under it, Aguero coming in. He has to trail a little bit further than he thought initially. And makes the catch for the out. Alvaro Aguero has been a busy man tonight. Even if he hasn't been in the book every inning, he has had to make some plays, so now Luis Guinipa will be the batter due up for the Green Jackets. Guinipa in center field in his Green Jackets debut tonight, number 8 overall prospect in the Braves organization. First pitch, swing and a miss, nothing and one. Guinipa flew out in a center in his first at-bat. Very highly touted international free agent signee in 2023. As he swings on the 0-1, gets a tip on the pinch, 0-2 on Luis Guinipa. Born December 15th of 2005 from Isla de Margarita, Venezuela. Pitch swung on in the 0-2, lined into right center. Aguero trailing in, makes the catch on the run for the out. Great defense in center from Alvaro Aguero. He's been a busy man, and he's been on the highlight reel all night. As that'll send it into the bottom of the third, a 1-2-3 frame. A pretty quick one at that. 1-1 your score, bottom of the third. Mora, Aguero, and Nishida do up on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live. Javier Mora leads things off, second baseman for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this bottom of the third. 1-1 your score. Ballers and Green Jackets battle for the first time this weekend. Two more after this one. The first pitch is inside for ball one. 1-0 count on Mora, Aguero, and Nishida to follow in this bottom of the third. Gutierrez is 1-0 on the sidearm, swing and a miss, 1-1. Gutierrez with a 1-1 count on Mora. A bit of a sidearm delivery from Gutierrez. 1-1. Low for ball two. International free agent signee in 2022 is Rolando Gutierrez. 0-1, currently a 6.23 ERA. 2-1 low. Mora takes patiently. It is now 3-1. Mora is starting to get back in the lineup a little more frequently, especially with an injury to Ryan Burrows and then Caden Connor getting called up. Been a bit of a slim pickings in the lineup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mora getting more playing time. 3-1 outside for ball four. Mora has his 10th walk of the season, and he is on base to lead off the bottom of the third. Alvaro Aguero now the batter. So first walk of the night for Rolando Gutierrez. And Alvaro Aguero, who made the Ballers opening day roster, making his first appearance of 2024, is his second half. First pitch in there called strike. It is nothing and one. Aguero was sent to the Complex League after just a couple of games with Kannapolis. And then he has been called back up, and he's been an immediate piece. 0-1 outside, 1-1. Aguero batting .417 in his time with Kannapolis. 10 hits, 2 doubles, 4 RBIs, 4 for 4 in stolen bases. He's on a 5-game hit streak to boot. 1-1 is low and inside, 2-1 on the center fielder Alvaro Aguero. Wearing number 2 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers back here in Cannon City after making the opening day roster. 2 balls and a strike, leadoff batter Nishida on deck. Aguero grounds this one a short to his right heel. Can't make a clean transfer. It's loose in a left field, and it'll be a E6 for the Augusta Green Jackets. Shortstop in John Heel. So Heel can't make a clean play, and it is a E6 that allows Aguero to reach. To second goes Mora. That's now 2 errors on the board for the Green Jackets, and it's bottom of the third. Top of the order, Riku Nishida to bat. So 2 errors have come back to bite the Green Jackets. Only 1 hit for the Ballers so far in this one. It was a single from Nishida to lead off the game, and then he got all the way to third on an error. First pitch a bit outside for a 1-0 count now on Riku. 2 errors on the board for the Green Jackets. None for Kannapolis. 1-0 count on Riku. 1-0 shows punt, gets by Godman on the wild pitch, and up to third goes Mora. Aguero to second, so now it is 2 runners in scoring position, and still nobody out. Nishida at the plate, it's been a menace in getting on base. Nishida 1-for-1 with a single, reaching all the way to third on the E7. Earlier in the game tonight, corners will play in, 2-0 pitch. Nishida takes outside for a 3-0 count. Mora at third. Second is Aguero. Bottom third, 1-1 game. So Rolando Gutierrez has been handed a little bit of a tough hand from his defense. 3-0 inside corner. Now 3 balls and a strike on Riku Nishida. Bit of a cooler night, some cloudy skies. Some rain in the forecast around us. We'll see if we can stay dry here in the Kannapolis for the time being. There's pretty much rain in the forecast every day for the next week or so. Here in the middle of North Carolina, it has been a lot of rain as of recently. 3-1, fouled off, straight back. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes on Riku. A lot of rain as of late, even yesterday. Downpouring in the time before the Ballers get back into action against these Green Jackets. They'll head to Charleston next week. Hopefully the weather on the coast is a little better as time called at the plate. Godman calling a little bit of time. Nishida digs back in. Rolando Gutierrez staring in for the signs. 3-2 on the way to Riku in the dirt ball 4, and that'll load the bases for Kannapolis. A walk, an error, and a walk have loaded the bags for Kannapolis, and that puts 3 runners on with nobody out, and Wilber Sanchez is the batter. So Sanchez will bat, and out comes Elvin Nina, the pitching coach for the Augusta Green Jackets. As Rolando Gutierrez has gotten himself into a bit of trouble. In this bottom of the third, a couple of walks and an error have come back to hurt Augusta. We'll see if Sanchez can put a ball in play here. 0-for-1 with a strikeout in his first appearance at the plate of the night. Good crowd on hand this Friday evening for post-game fireworks. It's also Joe Torre safe at home night here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Wilbur Sanchez digging in. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Big spot for the Ballers to try to take the lead that they had after the first inning. First pitch to Sanchez in the dirt. Godman blocks. Nothing and nothing becomes 1-0. Sanchez struck out. One of two punch outs of the night for Gutierrez. No arms warming in either pen. Gutierrez is 1-0, is inside for a 2-0 count. Now on Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez has picked it up. This is his fourth season of action with Kannapolis. He's been here for portions of at least four seasons. All-time Cannonballers games played leader in a Ballers uniform. 2-0 is low, three balls and no strikes. Entering this season, his career, he batted just 184. But has picked it up this year, batting 230 entering today. Four homers and 25 RBI, 3-0 in there, 3-1. Sanchez from Caracas, Venezuela, still just 22 years of age. 3-1, a hard grounder up the middle. That'll get through into greener pastures. Mora scores. Here comes Aguero. Two runs will cross the plate on a little single up the middle from Wilbur Sanchez. 3-1 Ballers as Wilbur Sanchez has a two RBI single. Plate two, Mora and Aguero. Up to second goes Riku. So a lot of speed on the base paths for Arxie Hernandez with still nobody out. So again, an error comes back to bite for the Augusta Green Jackets, and Arxie Hernandez will stand in. First pitch to Arxie, taken but low on the outer part of the zone, though. It's nothing and one. Arxie Hernandez, last time he faced these Green Jackets, what a week he had. Down at SRP Park, batted 474 on the week. Check swing in the 0-1, did it go? No. And it is 1-1. Last time Arxie faced the Green Jackets, again, that was down at SRP Park. 474, nine hits, three doubles, two triples, a homer, six RBI, and an OPS of over 1,500. 1-1, swung on, tapped off the foot of Arxie Hernandez. It's 1-2. Now one up, his arm is going to get up and tossing down the pen for the Augusta Green Jackets. It is Adam Shoemaker. Southpaw up and tossing. Big 6'6" lefty who had a really rough go of it last time out. 1-2 to Arxie. Swung on, tapped off the foot again. And it is 1-2. Back-to-back foul balls off the foot. That's got to hurt. Ball and two strikes on Arxie Hernandez. Yonaker Betancourt, first baseman, awaiting on deck. 1-2 count. Gutierrez is set of the bump. Pitch delivered. Low and inside, Godman blocks, 2-2. Gutierrez missing consistently low and inside. Everything has been low and inside in the dirt. Nothing that Kannapolis has been able to swing at and get clean contact on, at least since Sanchez picked up his single up the middle. 2-2. Grounder towards third. Sanchez will field it third. Throw to first. Gets by the first baseman Verdung into foul ground. An errant throw will plate Nishida. There goes Wilbur Sanchez. Played the plate slide again safely as Wilbur Sanchez. It's a E5 at third on Sanchez. Third error of the night for Augusta. And that'll put another pair on for the Ballers. 5-1 in this third inning. And now Arxie Hernandez is at first on the E5. And now digging in is Yonaker Betancourt. Still nobody out. And the Ballers have plated four runners in the inning. Definitely not the inning that Orlando Gutierrez has wanted. Two errors on the board for Augusta has certainly hurt the Green Jackets in this happening. First pitch to Betancourt off the plate, ball one. Arxie is at first. He's got some speed. Betancourt's 1-0. Inside for now, a 2-0 count. For the time being, seems to be the Ballers of old. Picking up five runs already in this one. A four-run third inning. A lot of that has been from the two errors by Augusta. 2-0, Betancourt swings and can't make contact. It's 2-1. Betancourt 0-1 tonight with a pop out to the second baseman McGee. Back in the first inning. Two balls and a strike, nobody out. Bottom of the third, pitch, swing and a miss. And Betancourt just a little late on the fastball, 2-2. Luis Pineda waiting on deck. Bottom third, ballers lead 5-1. Just one hit in the inning, two errors and a couple of walks have hurt the Green Jackets. 2-2. Low and inside, full count on Yonaker Betancourt. Again, Betancourt, originally a free agent signee in 2016. Full count, pitch delivered. Betancourt unloads, high and deep, left field. If it's fair, it's gone. Foul ball. Ball was absolutely launched in the left, but it landed foul. Still a full count on Yonaker Betancourt. He's got a lot of pop in the swing, does Yonaker. 68 games last year with Kannapolis, 226, 51 hits, and he had 10 home runs. 3-2. Outside, ball four, and that'll put another runner on. Third walk of the inning for Rolando Gutierrez. Up to second goes Arcee. And now every batter that has stepped to the plate in this inning for Kannapolis has reached base in some fashion. Nobody out, 2-1, and it is Luis Pineda digging in. Time now called. Out comes Winston Sawyer. And it looks like that'll be the end of the night for the lefty, Rolando Gutierrez. We'll see a new pitcher on the way for Augusta. Looks like Adam Shoemaker coming out of the pen. We'll take a break and get you all the details when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live. On top is Kannapolis 5-1. Luis Pineda will dig in, still nobody out. Still the bottom of the third, still 5-1 ballers. Adam Shoemaker takes over on the mound, listed at 6'6", 205-pound, 21-year-old. First pitch to Pineda off the plate for ball one. Shoemaker at 6'6", 205, 21 years old. 11th round pick in 2021 out of Cambridge, Ontario. 1-0 count on Pineda. Pitch delivered up and away for now a 2-0 count. Wolko is on deck. Bottom three ballers are on top 5-1. Hits are tied at two, but three errors on the board for the Augusta Green Jackets to this inning. It has been a bit of a rough go of it. Shoemaker's 2-0 to Pineda. A little bit low on a breaking ball. 3-0. Adam Shoemaker in his last outing. One-third of an inning. Nine runs in one-third of an inning. Five walks, one strikeout. not a good outing in his last time out. Pitch swung on and fouled off by Pineda, 3-1. Pineda at the plate, Wolko on deck. And Pineda will reach first now. Has looked like a spot here where Wolko will now stand in to bat. Wolko's going to dig in now with two on. As Pineda gets the free pass. So another walk in the inning. Wolko digs in. Base is loaded. Pitch on the way. A little bit off the plate for ball one. Hernandez at third. Betancourt at second. Pineda's at first. Base is loaded. Lefty-lefty matchup. Wolko kind of struggling against lefties. He's 0-1 tonight and 167 on the year. 1-0 outside and low, 2-0. Again, Shoemaker had a really rough go of it last time out. 9 runs in one-third of an inning. Five walks. 9 runs allowed by Adam Shoemaker. 2-0 to Wolko, low one inside, 3-0. Shoemaker on the season, a 6.41 ERA, 2-4 record. And for the Canadian lefty, 65 strikeouts, 46 walks. Last time he pitched was last Saturday. Wolko unloads. This one in a right on the 3-0 line. Drive off the wall. That will score a couple. Scoring is Arxi. Betancourt on his horse. They'll send Pineda. Throw comes in and clear the bases with a double is George Wolko. And the ballers have broken this thing open. How about 8-1 in the bottom of the third? Wolko reaches second on the double. And the scoring is everyone. Arxi, Betancourt, Pineda, everyone crossing the plate on a bases clearing RBI double from George Wolko. Ballers lead 8-1, still nobody out, and it's Albert Sinassian digging in. So Wolko digs in. It is 8-1 in the bottom of the third. Ossian stands in against Shoemaker. First pitch, Wolko takes off for third. Called strike on the outside corner, and Wolko swipes third with a stolen base. It is his first of the season. Shoemaker set a one. Fouled off straight back, nothing in two. Wolko has his first stolen base in a Ballers uniform. It is 8-1 Kannapolis. Bottom of the third. Nothing in two with nobody out. Shoemaker's pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. So now we can close the book on the starting arm for the Augusta Green Jackets, Rolando Gutierrez. It is 8 total runs for Kannapolis. Gutierrez allowing 7 of them. 1-2 outside, 2-2. 7 runs charged to Gutierrez. At the moment, only 2 are earned. Shoemaker being charged with 1 at the moment. Ossian is the 9th batter of the inning. Ballers will bat around almost certainly. 2-2. Swung on, lifted into right center, trailing over Garcia. It'll fall in front of him for a base hit. Wolko will trot home. RBI single for Albert Sinassian, and the carousel wheels keep on turning for Kannapolis. 9-1 in this bottom of the third, and Albert Sinassian has an RBI single. Javier Mora bats for the second time this inning. So the Ballers bat around here. It's an 8-run inning. Still nobody out. This is one of the most insane innings of baseball I think I've ever seen, and I've watched a lot of baseball. First pitch to Mora, unloaded on into center. High and deep, Guanipa backtracking, just shy of the warning track, catch made. Tagging is Ossian, he'll reach second base on the play as Mora finally is the first out of the inning in F8 as Guanipa makes the catch, but Ossian moves up to second. So now one on one out for Alvaro Aguero. Mora got all of that ball in the center field, just not enough to get over the wall. So Guanipa makes the catch out in center. Alvaro Aguero stands in, reaching on an error his first time up. Shoemaker will step off on the mound. Shoemaker's already thrown 15 pitches in his relief appearance. Just six strikes. He has walked one batter, allowed two hits, and gotten one flyout. First pitch to Aguero, outside, ball one. Shoemaker, a pretty tall lefty at 6'6", 21 years of age, above slot bonus in 2021's 11th round out of St. Benedict Catholic in Cambridge, Ontario. 1-0 to Aguero. Swing, gonna miss. 1-1. Start of the 2022 season in Augusta. Three starts. Made it to the injured list. Returned, went to the Complex League. And spent all of last year in Augusta. As this one skips by Godman. And up to third goes Ossian on what will be a wild pitch. So now Ossian is singled. He's advanced on a flyout. And now he's advanced to third on a wild pitch. Alvaro Aguero now with a runner 90 feet away at third. Ballers offense has found their stride here against Augusta. Even with the errors, Ballers have solidified some offense, that's for sure. Three hits in the inning. 2-1 from Shoemaker. Outside, this one gets by Godman, breaking for home. Ossian, play at the plate, is safe. Albertson Ossian slides in safely on the wild pitch from Shoemaker, and he pounds his chest. Ballers double digits, and we're not even a third of the way done tonight. 10-1, and the Ballers have bases empty now. Alvaro Aguero at the plate with a 3-1 count. Pitch on the way. Aguero lines this one in the center. Guanipa comes in, slides, makes the catch for the out. So a couple of flyouts into center for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Ossian crosses the plate for the ninth run of the inning. Two outs, Riku Nishida digs in. Every single batter scored a run in the Kannapolis Cannonballers lineup in the third inning. The only outs have been the second time through the order. First pitch to Nishida, inside for ball one. I have never seen anything like that. Every single batter has scored a run in the third inning. 1-0. Inside corner, 1-1. 10 runs on four hits. Can't say you've seen that a lot either. A lot of weirdness going on in this baseball game tonight. That's why we love the sport, though. 1-1 to Nishida. Upstairs for now a 2-1 count. Nishida's single, then he's walked tonight. A 9-run inning for Kannapolis. They've had a couple of 8-run innings. This is unheard of, though. 2-1 inside corner. And it is 2-2. Pitch on the way, swung on, fouled off. And it is still 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And this bottom of the third. Ballers up 10-1. Pitch on the way, grounded towards third. Sanchez will make the clean play, throw across to first, and inning complete. So after nine runners reach and nine runners score, it's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning. A flyout, and a ground out. But nine runs cross the plate for Kannapolis, and that makes it a 10-1 ball game. Here we go to the top of the fourth. Heel, Garcia, and Drake do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Well, the Kannapolis Cannonballers are undefeated in the season when they score 10 or more runs. They've done it in three innings. It is the top of the fourth, and the Ballers are on top 10-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets. Aldrin Batista back on the mound. John Heal, Junior Garcia, Isaiah Drake due up. In this top of the fourth, Ballers lead 10-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets. And it's been a night where a lot of help has been given to Aldrin Batista. First pitch is low, but called a strike. Nothing and one on John Heal. Seven runs for Rolando Gutierrez, four of those earned. And then Shoemaker, all three of his runs are earned. And this 0-1 is low, 1-1 on John Heal, the shortstop. Heal had an error in the last inning. As Batista gets back on the mound, 1-1. Grounded it on the left side of the infield, deep in the hole at short. Sanchez muscles a throw over and safe at first. Good stretch effort from Betancourt, an infield single from John Heal. His second hit of the night, a multi-hit game in his Green Jackets debut. One on, nobody out, and two up now is going to be Junior Garcia. So Garcia digs in with one on, nobody out. Good effort by Wilbur Sanchez deep in the hole. Just couldn't make the play, though. Batista is set. First pinch on the way to Garcia. Low and outside for a 1-0 count. Garcia in his Green Jackets debut. Born July the 13th, had a birthday last week. 19 years of age from Santiago de los Caballeros, Dominican Republic. International free agent signee in 2023. 1-0 inside for a ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Junior Garcia. Ballers up 10-1, out hitting Augusta 4-3. Two balls and no strikes. Batista set, pitch delivered. Lifted high and foul. It is 2-1. Ballers, of course, on top big over Augusta, looking to make it another game in which they score 10 runs and end up with the victory. 2-1. Grounded up the middle on a broken bat. Sanchez foot race to second on the first double play. 6-3 double play as Junior Garcia grounds into it. He's the second out. Out at second is John Heal on the 6-U for the first out. So two outs, nobody on base, and it's Isaiah Drake two up. So Isaiah Drake the batter. With two outs and nobody on, Drake flying out into center field his first time up. Number 21 overall prospect in the Atlanta Braves system. First pitch popped up. Into shallow left, coming in Nishida. Under it, calls everyone off, says I got it, makes the catch for the out. F7 for the third out, a 1-2-3, and in kind of unconventional. We'll go to the bottom half of the fourth. Sanchez, Arxi Hernandez, Yonaker Betancourt do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Dowie Live. 2-3-4 in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the fourth. 10-1 your score. Kannapolis on top big. Still Adam Shoemaker on the bump. First pitch to Wilbur is a little bit outside for ball one. It's Sanchez, Arxie Hernandez, Yonaker Betancourt due up in this bottom of the fourth. Ballers on top big over Augusta. This one up and in. Buzzes the tower 2-0 on Wilbur Sanchez. Course a busy night in the Carolina League. Three other games going on at the moment. Two other games actively playing. 2-0 breaking ball outside for a 3-0 count. Top of the fourth in Salem. Red Sox trail 2-0 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. In the middle of the fourth, Delmarva trailing 1-0 to Down East. 3-0 in there called strike 3-1. Delay in the top of the first, Columbia hosting Myrtle Beach, and then two games haven't even gotten started tonight. 3-1 lifted high and foul. Full count now on Wilbur Sanchez. 7:05, Fayetteville and Charleston were supposed to start. They're in a delayed start, and then already a postponement. Carolina and Lynchburg will not play tonight. They'll make it up tomorrow in a doubleheader. So a couple of North and South Division matchups on tap for this Friday night. 3-2. This one lined and grounded to short. Keel makes the play. Throw to first in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Wilbur Sanchez. He's now 1-for-3 in the ninth. Arxie Hernandez is the batter. Arxie with a sack fly. He also reached on an error and scored a run. Everybody scored a run in this game. Riku Nishida, the only batter to score multiple runs. So by deductive logic, 10 runs in the game for Kannapolis. First pitch outside to Arxie Hernandez, a ball and no strikes. Adam Shoemaker had a really good outing in his first time out in the month of July, and then really struggled against Fayetteville in his last appearance. 1-0 inside corner, 1-1. Has an 18.69 ERA in the month of July entering tonight. From the line, 1-1. Low one inside, 2-1. Shoemaker against Kannapolis. Pitched once back on the 25th of May. That was down at SRP Park. Four runs on five hits in 3 1/3 innings. And then he pitched once here. Two runs, one earned in three innings. Back on April the 11th on opening week. 2-1 outside for now a 3-1 count on Arxie Hernandez. Shoemaker has made a total of three starts this season. Kind of one of those guys that can start if needed. Also works long out of the pen. 3-1. Swing and a miss on a changeup. 3-2. Good pitch from Adam Shoemaker. Fastball slider change for the Canadian southpaw. Yonaker Betancourt awaiting on deck. From the line, 3-2 to Arxie. Hard liner in the left, trailing towards the line, and it falls and bounces into the berm. It'll be a ground rule double for Arxie Hernandez. He is on base for the second time tonight. He's got his first hit of the night. One on and one out. Due up now is Yonaker Betancourt. Yonaker Betancourt, the batter. With one out in this bottom of the fourth, Ballers on top 10-1. And Mike Gellinger, the manager for the weekend here in Kannapolis, Patrick Leland up in Cooperstown. As Gellinger, an Illinois native, his 37th season in the organization for the White Sox. First pitch outside for a 1-0 count. 37 years. He began his coaching career in 1988. From 1997 to 2010, he was the computer scouting analyst with the Chicago White Sox. As an MLB coach as well for two seasons, so definitely a guy that spent his time up at Guaranteed Rate Field. 1-0 inside and low, it's 2-0. He managed five seasons, and the Sox organization managed the rookie Bristol White Sox in 2013. Managed the complex league. He was a hitting coordinator, an infield coordinator, Guy that's worn a lot of caps in the Sox organization. 2-0 grounded to short. Heel makes the play, holds the runner at second. Arcy Hernandez, Betancourt is out on the 6-3 ground out. So two outs now. Runner on second, and it's Luis Pineda digging in. Just for reference, Mike Gellinger had already reached double digits in his time in the minor leagues. His time in the White Sox organization, I should say. He already reached double digits before I was even born. Second mound visit of the day for Augusta. As Luis Pineda digs in with two outs and a runner on second. Southern Illinois graduate is Mike Gellinger, the Salukis. Two outs, first pitch from Shoemaker to Pineda is off the plate for ball one. Gellinger played 121 games in two minor league seasons with the Detroit Tigers org and the White Sox org. Shoemaker on the bump sets a long look at second. 1-0 to Pineda. Fouled off straight back, a ball and a strike. Pineda today is walked and he's grounded out. Runner at second is Arcy Hernandez. Ballers lead 10-1. This bottom of the fourth, first of a three-game stretch between the Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets. After this, Ballers will head to Charleston for a six-game set. Swung off the plate for now a 2-1 count. Augusta coming off a series against Fayetteville. Green Jackets 9-11 in the second half. Ballers looking to get another win in the second half and move to 10 wins. 2-1 is off the plate for now a 3-1 count. Ballers have already locked up their playoff spot. They will play extra baseball in 2024 in mid-September. We'll have one game here at Atrium Health Ballpark for sure. And if necessary, a second one in the divisional series. 3-1 swing and a miss. It is now a full count. We'll have the CLDS, Carolina League Divisional Series. In mid-September here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tickets are coming up soon. Sure not to miss out when they do become available. 3-2. Swing and a miss upstairs. Pineda chases in a pitch from Shoemaker, and that is his first punch out of the night. Third out, so a runner left on for Kannapolis, and that will send us into the fifth we go. Ballers on top, 10-1. Aldrin Batista will go back out for his fifth inning of work. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wilverdung leads it off for the Augusta Green Jackets. Top of the fifth, 10-1 Ballers lead. First pitch, this one into left. Nishida will have to backtrack onto the warning track. Makes the catch. First pitch, first out. F7 for the first out. Batista sat down three batters in a row. Cade Kern, the batter now, with one down. Batista's allowed only three hits, one of those being a home run from Verdung, who's lifted two fly balls into left tonight. Cade Kern digging in now, 0-1. First pitch is a fastball in the outside corner. Batista paints it perfectly. And it's nothing and one. Sanchez is on deck, third batter in the order for Winston Sawyer. And the Augusta Green Jackets, 0-1, check swing. Did it go? No, says infield umpire Richie Arredondo. And it is 1-1. Batista bumped up to the number 25 overall prospect in the organization for the Chicago White Sox. 1-1 inside, and it's two balls and one strike. Both the rosters and the prospect rankings are about to get hairy, and I give it maybe 2 weeks. 2-1. Check swing. He went around all the way, though, did Kern. It's 2-2. I say check swing because he kind of halfway went and then all the way went. It was like a two-part swing. 2-2. Low and inside. Batista can't believe it. It's now a full count at 3-2. Batista still searching for his first punch out of the night. Not a guy that's picked up any strikeouts in this one yet. From the line, full count, payoff pitch. Kern fouls this off, and it is still 3-2. Sanchez awaiting on deck. Top of the fifth. Ballers are on top, 10-1. Kern on a seven-game on-base streak. Four hits in each of his last four games. 3-2 in the way. Fouled off, straight back. Still full count. Kern from Bryan, Ohio, the former Ohio State Buckeye. 17th round pick in 2023. Likely a college teammate of our old buddy Ethan Hammerberg, who is still in the Ballers in the White Sox organization on the full season injured list. 3-2 low in the dirt ball form, and it is a free pass issue to Kern. First walk of the night for Aldrin Batista. There's one on one out. Luis Sanchez, third baseman, digs in. So Luis Sanchez will be the batter with one on and one out. Sanchez grounding out to Mora at second. Ballers on top, 10-1 in this top of the fifth. Batista set on the mound. First pitch on the way. A grounder up the middle. Batista fields. Flips to second for one. On to first. A 1-4-3 double play. And Batista is through the necessary five. He is eligible for what would be the Carolina League leading eighth win of the season. As we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Wilco, Ossie, and Mora do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
George Wolko leads it off, 1-for-2 on the night with a 3-RBI double back in the third inning. Kannapolis on top, 10-1. A lefty-lefty matchup again. Shoemaker back on the mound. First pitch, low and inside for a 1-0 count. Shoemaker back on the mound. Another inning of work for the Southpaw. Wolko, Ossian, and Javier Mora do up. Shoemaker's 1-0, low and outside. Wolko has a 2-0 count. The Ballers and Green Jackets battle for the first time in three games this weekend. First time back in this ballpark against Augusta for Kannapolis since April. 2-0 inside corner, two balls and a strike on Wolko. And Ossian and Mora to follow. Bottom five, 10-1 Ballers lead. Wolko takes a 2-1 breaking ball outside, 3-1. Carolina League power bat, George Wolko. He was the Carolina League Player of the Week a couple of weeks ago. 3-1. Swing and a miss. At the other green line and a breaking ball. It is a full count. Wolko doubling in the third with 3 RBI up to 24 now on the season. Full count, payoff pitch. Low and outside, ball four. Wolko walks for the first time tonight. He's on base for the second time in this game. One on, nobody out for Albertson Ossian. So Ossian digs in with nobody out in this bottom of the fifth. Single and a ground out on the day for Albertson. First pitch from the lefty, Shoemaker inside for a 1-0 count. Shoemaker hasn't earned a win since the 30th of June against Charleston. He's had 5 walks 4 times this season. Had a bit of a rough year. 1-0 upstairs, so now a 2-0 count. Definitely a guy that can toss a little bit of a wild outing. 2-0 count with nobody out. Mora is on deck. Ossian set. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Upper part of the zone. 2-1. Good crowd on hand for postgame fireworks tonight here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Green Jackets battle. Two of the three games this weekend. Postgame fireworks. 2-1 outside. It is 2-2. And the Ballers get the day off on Sunday. The Malmo Oatmilkers come to town on Sunday. 1:30 first pitch between the Green Jackets and the Oatmilkers. 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2. So all the Ballers pretty much get the day off from playing as the Cannonballers. And they all sign one-day contracts to the Malmo Oatmilkers. Full count with one on for Albertson Ossian. Payoff pitch up and away for ball four. And that will be a free pass. So Wolko will reach second. Ossian will reach first on the free pass. Two on and nobody out for Javier Mora. Nobody out. Mora digs in with two on. First pitch. Chopper to third. Played by Sanchez. The second for one on to first. Double play ball as Wolko reaches third on the play. A little bit of a heads-up play as that is two outs now. Miss Casey Betty has made her first appearance of the day. Two outs and Alvaro Aguero the batter. It's a 5-4-3 double play. And Mora grounds in two. 0-for-2 now with a free pass. Alvaro Aguero digging in, 0-for-2, reaching on an error earlier in the game. First pitch in there called strike, nothing and one. Aguero on a 5-game on-base streak. Trying to make it 6 against these Green Jackets. 0-1, popped up, high and foul. Nothing and two now as Shoemaker's 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Just missing it was Aguero. Shoemaker struck out as many as 8 in a single outing. That was back in June against Myrtle Beach. As Wolko can't get back to third. Errant throw from Godman gets loose in the left. And Wolko will trot on home as an errant throw from Jacob Godman at the catcher position. He tried to throw it back to third and nab Wolko, who was kind of dancing over at the hot corner. But an errant throw in the E2 makes it 11-1 Kannapolis in this bottom of the fifth. Two outs now, nobody on base. And Aguero now doesn't have to worry about driving a run in. 2-2, weak tapper to third. Sanchez is playing deep, he'll come in, barehand, throw to first, safe! Off the bag on the throw, Verdung tried to get his feet on the bag. Instead, it's an infield single for Alvaro Aguero. That is his sixth game in a row with a hit, sixth game in a row reaching base. Now, top of the order, Riku Nishida is the batter. So Nishida digs in with two outs. Alvaro Aguero is at first. Pitch on the way from Shoemaker. Up and away for ball one. Just six hits in the night for Kannapolis. 11 runs. And a bit of an offensive flurry for Kannapolis in this game tonight. Ball and no strikes with two outs in this bottom of the fifth. Nishida at the plate with a single tonight. He's also walked and grounded out. 1-0 from Shoemaker. Up and in for now a 2-0 count. Ballers offense starting to really come around. They are second in the Carolina League at the .252 average. They were first in both average and at team ERA with their pitching staff, but have since dropped a little bit in both. 2-0 up and in for a 3-0 count. There's now another arm up tossing for Augusta down the line. Looks like it is Juan Sanchez, the righty, up tossing for the Green Jackets. Two-pitch mix guy. 3-0 from Shoemaker. Breaking ball up and in for now a 3-1 count as it did catch the zone. Green Jackets had five roster moves today, notably an actual release made. Pierre-Olivier Boucher released by the Braves organization today. Shoemaker steps off on the rubber. They've released two outfielders this week, have the Green Jackets, Pierre-Olivier Boucher and Jeremy Celedonio, both being let go by the Atlanta Braves organization. Three balls and a strike. Shoemaker's pitch, breaking ball, lower part of the zone, for now a full count. Sanchez is on deck. Bottom five, 11-1, Kannapolis leads. Four errors on the board for the Augusta Green Jackets. Nishida will call time. He'll buy himself some time. And Juan Sanchez is the arm tossing for the Green Jackets in the pen in left. Full count, two outs. Shoemaker set, pitch on the way, runner going, fouled off. And Nishida's long at-bat just keeps getting longer. It'll be in the seventh pitch of the at-bat coming. And Shoemaker is at 69 pitches, now 70 after his most recent toss. So pitch number 71 in relief for Shoemaker tonight. 3-2 in the way. Lifted foul. We'll see an eighth pitch of the at-bat. Kannapolis still on their starting arm in Aldrin Batista, who has had his fair share of success. The only run he's given up is a solo homer. Full count, two outs. Nishida at the plate. Shoemaker's pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Godman for the out. Shoemaker has his second punch out of the night, as it's a KFT in the scorebook for the third out. That'll strand one runner for Kannapolis in the inning, but they do get another run. It is 11-1. Ballers will send Aldrin and Batista back to the mound in the sixth. McGee, Godman, and Guanipa do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Cam McGee digs in and leads it off. Top of the sixth. Ballers lead 11-1 over the Augusta Green Jackets. It is McGee, Godman, and Guanipa do up for Augusta in this top of the sixth. First pitch from Aldrin Batista is inside and hits McGee in the leg. It'll be a hip-high pitch. And on at first will be McGee. One on, nobody out. Nine-hole batter Jacob Godman do up. So Kannapolis will now have to deal with another runner on in Jacob Godman at the plate. Godman 0-for-1 with a flyout earlier tonight. Ballers do have a sizable lead at 11-1. See who comes after Batista in the outing tonight. First pitch to Godman inside and hits him in the arm. That's a pair of pitches in the sixth inning and back-to-back hip-high pitches. As Batista kind of struggling to find his control. That's back-to-back HBPs. Nobody out, and due up is Luis Guanipa. Batista is at 54 pitches on the night, 33 strikes. 53, so this will be 54. First pitch on the way to Guanipa, line down the line in right, foul. Nothing in one on Luis Guanipa. Guanipa, the number 8 overall prospect in the Braves organization, 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts in the center. Seen the power from Luis Guanipa. One of the top international prospects in 2023. As he swings on the ground ball up the middle, that'll get into center for a base hit. And holding up at third will be McGee. So a station-to-station single as up to third goes McGee. Godman is second, and Luis Guanipa has his first single A hit. And he's got a 1-for-3 night. And now bases loaded with nobody out for John Heel. Guanipa was the number 34 overall prospect in the international signing class of 2023. Listed at 5'11", 188, 18 years of age. John Heel now digging in. Born May 14th of 2006. Yes, you heard that right. First pitch low for ball one. 18 years old, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native is John Heel. Talking about youth, May 2006, 1-0 swing and a miss. He can't catch up, it's 1-1. May of 2006. It's just about to start first grade. 1-1 in the way. Fouled off straight back. It is 1-2. Junior Garcia, right fielder, waiting on deck. Green Jackets finally have some offense rolling. A pair of hit-by pitches and a single from Guanipa have made it bases loaded and nobody out. Batista winds. 1-2 to Heel. Low and inside, in and out of the glove of Pineda, and it's 2-2. Still no punch-outs for Aldrin Batista tonight. It's been a bit of a weird outing for him. Four hits, one run, so not a bad outing by any means. But he's gotten at least a couple of punch-outs in every outing, except tonight. 2-2 on the way. Lined into right. Coming in, Wolko will make the catch. Tagging up will be McGee. Throw home. Pineda has a play. He's safe. McGee will score on a sacrifice fly for John Heel. An F9 is the first out. But the sacrifice makes it an 11-2 matchup now. And it's still 2-1 for the Green Jackets. One out. Junior Garcia is the batter. So two instances of runs scored by the Augusta Green Jackets tonight. Aldrin Batista had one out in the inning. Out comes Blake Hickman to talk with Aldrin Batista. Junior Garcia digging in 0-for-2. All three of the guys in the top three in the order for the Augusta Green Jackets tonight were added to the roster today. And they're all 18 and 19 years old. A lot of youth for this Green Jackets team. Their oldest position player is Jacob Godman. He was born May 7th of 2000. Other than that, a lot of 04s, some 05s, even an 06. Garcia digs in. First pitch fouled off over my head. Nothing and one on Junior Garcia, the right fielder. McGee scoring on the sacrifice fly. Nothing and one as Aldrin sent to the mound. 3.60 ERA now on the year. He's eligible for his eighth victory should the results hold. 0-1 outside corner, 0-2. If you're Aldrin Batista, even if you don't have your best stuff tonight, the offense has helped out. A 9-run third inning. This help matters for Kannapolis in this ballgame. Nothing in two as Batista sets. Pitch on the way. Outside and low for now a 1-2 count. Isaiah Drake, left fielder, awaits on deck. Top of the sixth, 11-2. One, two in the way. Up and away for now a 2-2 count. Cloudy and overcast night here in Kannapolis. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Batista sets with a long look. 2-2. Lifted into right center, drifting over Aguero. He was playing in left center. On the run, leaps. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Oh, my goodness. Relay throw comes back into first. Did they get him? Yes. Alvaro Aguero with a leaping effort in center, and Aldrin Batista gave him not just a tip of the cap, give him a bow. Aguero makes the leaping effort, has the presence of mind to throw back in a first, and Wilmer Sanchez gets the runner tagging up. It's Guanipa at first, and the Ballers are out of the top of the sixth. It is still 11-2. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Wilmer Sanchez, Arxie Hernandez, Yonaker Betancourt, who up bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers on top 11-2 over the Augusta Green Jackets. What a play. And the top of the sixth, Alvaro Aguero's leaping effort out in center. And it is still 11-2. First pitch low and outside to Sanchez. A ball and no strike. Sanchez, Hernandez, and Yonaker Betancourt do up in this bottom of the sixth. 1-0 upstairs. And it is two balls and no strikes. 2-0 count with nobody out in this bottom of the sixth. Sanchez tonight, a strikeout, a single, and a ground out. New arm on the mound for Augusta. 2-0, swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. Juan Sanchez takes over. 6 foot, 280-pound, 21-year-old from Hato Mayor, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2022. Is Juan Sanchez. 2-1. Outside corner, 2-2. Sanchez, the third arm used by Augusta in this game. Adam Shoemaker's night is done. Three innings, four runs on four hits with three walks and two punch-outs. 2-2 to Sanchez. Gets by Godman, and the count runs full. And a fun night to be a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Everything has been going the Ballers' way tonight. Hernandez and Betancourt following. And the order for the Ballers in this one. Full count. Payoff pitch to Sanchez. Grounded foul. Still a full count on La Chispa Wilbur Sanchez. Arxie Hernandez, the batter on deck. Full count with nobody out. Sanchez on the plate. And on the mound, 3-2 up and in for ball four. And that'll be a leadoff walk. Sanchez will reach. And there is the first base runner of the sixth for Kannapolis. One on and nobody out. Two up is Arxie Hernandez. So Arxie digs in with nobody out in this bottom of the sixth. Arxie digging in against Sanchez. First pitch, swung on, lifted high, and foul. It's nothing and one. Exciting times to be a Kannapolis Cannonballer. Exciting times to be in the White Sox organization in the minors. One of our old buddies, Brooks Baldwin, making his MLB debut today with the White Sox. He's already 1-for-1. Got his first hit in his first at-bat. First pitch was a strike on a foul ball. Second pitch also in the zone. It's nothing and two on Arxie Hernandez. Sack fly, an error, and a double on the night for Arxie Hernandez. Yonagher Betancourt, the batter on deck. Nothing and two. Pitch on the way. Check swing. Did he go around? No, and it is 1-2. Arxie flew the bat off the shoulder, but didn't go all the way around. 1-2 on Arxie Hernandez, batting 237 on the year. 1-for-2 tonight with a double and an RBI. Sanchez is 1-2. Hard line past the third baseman. Sanchez into left for a extra base hit. Deep in the hole goes Drake. Rounding third at home is Sanchez. Arxie will pull up at second. Throw in, but it's too late. RBI double for Arxie Hernandez. And the Ballers just keep having fun tonight. They're having a blast, Steven, I would say. 12-2 is your score. In the bottom of the sixth, one on and nobody out. Yonagher Betancourt is the batter. So Kannapolis just dominating at the plate so far tonight. It's been seven hits, four errors for Augusta, but Kannapolis has not had to put too much effort and scoring runs tonight. Popped up down the line and near first base. Caught by the first baseman, Verdung. Betancourt is out on a P3 for the first out. And one on and one down for Luis Pineda. When I say little effort, Kannapolis has been handed a lot of opportunities. And they've capitalized a lot tonight. Kannapolis with runners in scoring position, 3-for-8. They've only left two runners on base, though, and that's the big number. First pitch, Pineda swings and misses, nothing and one. Ballers have had a problem borderline through their whole season with leaving runners on base and leaving runs on the plate. 0-1 swing and a miss, nothing and two. It's like eating your dinner, eating all the salad and the vegetables and everything, and then you leave chocolate cake on the plate. I mean, come on, it's the best part. Ballers' offense has been able to string a lot of offense together. Haven't been able to finish, though. Tonight, that's not been the case. 0-2, swing and a miss, and Pineda down on strike. Sanchez has his first punch out of the evening. One down, it becomes two down now, and George Wilco is the batter due up. So just a pair of punch-outs for Gutierrez and Shoemaker, each of the first two Green Jacket pitchers. And now George Wolko, the batter, the fan favorite. And we know why. He's got a lot of pop in the bat. First pitch is inside for ball one on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Fastball and a slider, as this is a power-power matchup. Sanchez throws hard. Wolko hits him hard. Ball and no strikes on Wolko. Pitch delivered low and inside, and it is 2-0. Wolko, a 3-RBI double back in the third. And a walk of the fifth. He came around to score on a wild throw from the catcher, Jacob Godman. Sanchez's pitch on another fastball upstairs, 3-0. You don't mind Wolko taking his base. Because again, you want to keep a sharp eye. If you have that much pop, you might as well be selective with your pitch. 3-0 on the way. This one hard lined into right. That'll drift through for a base hit. Rounding in, headed home with the play, Arcy Hernandez. No play at the plate, and no play at second as Verdun dropped the ball on the relay throw. And Wolko is up to second. It'll be a single for Wolko, and he gets to second on the relay throw in. Arcy will score another RBI for George Wolko, and it is 13-2, Kannapolis in this bottom of the sixth. It is now the pitching coach, Elvin Nina, out to talk with Juan Sanchez as Wolko with a big night, 4 RBI. Albert Sedasian will dig in. Ossian stands in, a single, a walk, and a ground out. Elvin Nina out to talk with Sanchez as now every Green Jacket pitcher in this game is allowed at least 2 runs. 9 runs for the Ballers in the third inning. They've scored 13 in this game. They've scored as many as 22. On the season this year, they scored 22 back in May against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ossian swings and misses on the first pitch, 0-1. Wolko with now a multi-hit game. Yet another MHG in the scorebook. 0-1 on Albertson Ossian. Ballers have had their fair share of extra base hits and multi-hit games in the matchup tonight. First pitch is a strike. Second pitch is also in there. 0-2 on Albertson Ossian. Javier Mora waiting on deck. Bottom six, 0-2 to Albertson in the dirt. Godman blocks and can't find the ball. Finally does. Wolko stays put at second, doesn't move, and it's 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Albertson Ossian. DHing tonight, Javier Mora is on deck. Sanchez will come set of the 1-2. Pitch on the way. Hard grounder to third. Pass Sanchez into left for a base hit. Wolko will pull up at third as Albertson Ossian now with a multi-hit game. He's got his second hit of the night, a single in the left. Wolko up to third, and it is now runners on the corners with two down for Javier Mora. Wolko got to second on the Ossian single, but then it up to third on the play as well. Wolko got to second, on that throw in. He had to give a reasoning. First pitch inside corner, 0-1. Again, every base move up, you have to give a reasoning. Sanchez on the bump, 0-1 on the way. Low and outside, ball one. Mora, a walk, a fly out, and a ground out. Wolko at third, Ossian is at first. 1-1. Low at the plate. Mora takes 2-1. Still short of 9 o'clock here on the East Coast. Pleasure to have you join us on Valley Live, MILB.TV. Dan Lodi on the call for you tonight. The Ballers and the Augusta Green Jackets start off their series. Broken bat grounder on the 2-1. A shortstop heel makes the play. Throw to second is in there. And in time, for sure, a 6-4 put out. Mora grounds into the fielder's choice, and that is the end of the inning. as the Ballers do get a pair more, though. They lead 13-2. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live. New arm of the way with the Ballers when we come back. Carson Jacobs is the new arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, listed at 6'9", 215-pound righty. First pitch is in there for a called strike, nothing and one. On Isaiah Drake, it is Wilver Dung and Cade Kern to follow. Carson Jacobs, 6'9", 22-year-old from Hayes, Kansas. Spent last year in the Complex League with the Chicago White Sox. 0-1 becomes 1-1, a breaking ball, as Isaiah Drake now is even at 1-1. Carson Jacobs, 18 games in the Arizona Complex League this year, went 1-1, 1-1 fouled off. Pineda will get it off the mask, gets 1-2. Jacobs pitching in his second game in a Ballers uniform. He made one appearance on the road in Myrtle Beach last week, allowed one run in one inning on three hits. 1-2 to Drake. Breaking ball, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's the first punch out of the night for the Ballers pitching staff, as Carson Jacobs has his second punch out in the Ballers uniform. One out and nobody on, and Wilver Dung the batter. Verdung digs in. Two hard hit balls tonight, a home run and a fly out. This one upstairs, ball one. 1-0 count here on Verdung. Carson Jacobs, five games last year with the Complex League. Pitched at North Dakota State University for one season. 1-1 count on Verdung. Pitched at North Dakota State for 1 year, and before that was at Gateway Community College in Phoenix. 1-1 in the left center. Aguero trailing over, makes the catch for the out. Alvaro Aguero is covering everything in the outfield. Two down now, and Cade Kern is the batter. The earth is about 70% water. The rest, it seems like tonight, is Alvaro Aguero. He is covering everything in the outfield tonight. Two outs, Cade Kern digging in. It's Carson Jacobs getting help from his infield. Final line for Aldrin Batista. Pretty solid night, all things considered. Two runs on four hits. First pitch is in there for a called strike at a 96-mile-an-hour heater, nothing and one. Six innings for Batista, one walk, no punch-outs, as Carson Jacobs is the arm in relief of Aldrin Batista. 0-1. Kern takes, and it's even at 1-1. Kern has reached base in eight games in a row. He's also got a four-game hit streak, trying to avoid having that snapped. 1-1. Low and inside. Jacobs trying to find the inner corner, and it's 2-1. Jacobs in 18 games this season, a 3.22 ERA out of the bullpen. 22 and a third innings pitched, 30 strikeouts for the tall righty. 2-1. Swung on, lifted high and foul. Still 2-2. Carson Jacobs at 6'9", tallest baller on the roster. Tallest pitcher for sure. Second is George Wolko at 6'7". The outfielder out in right. Full count now as this one's in the dirt. Jacobs wearing number 35 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A couple of tall righties out of the pen. You've got Carson Jacobs. You've got Connery Peters at 6'6". 6'4", righty Connor Housley. 3-2. Low and outside for ball four at Cade Kern. Will get a free pass for the second time today. He has the walk, two out, a free pass issued. And now Luis Sanchez, the batter, third baseman with one on and two outs. Sanchez 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs tonight. Carson Jacobs, the former North Dakota State Bison. First pitch to Sanchez, delivered low, and it's ball one. I will be honest, the only reason I know about North Dakota State is Carson Wentz, former Philadelphia Eagle quarterback, of course. Second overall pick in 2016. I'm talking the NFL now. 1-0 outside corner, 1-1. And having to think a little bit more football as of late. Myself and a lot of the members of the front office here in Kannapolis. Got a little bit of a new pregame tradition going. 1-1, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. If you've ever heard of the website called Sporkle, it's basically like trivia on steroids. It is a lot of trivia. We played one tonight, example. You had to name every NFL quarterback who's thrown over 4,000 yards in a season. It's the stuff that helps and knowledge bank. 1-2, outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Carson Jacobs with his second punch out of the night. And that is the third out. It'll leave one runner stranded. And now that is the end of seven innings on the mound for the Ballers. And we'll time to stretch now. It is 13-2 Kannapolis in this bottom seven. 9-4 your hits. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Dally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, I hope your Friday's been as amazing as the Kannapolis Cannonballers game tonight. 13-2 your score tonight in the bottom of the seventh inning. 9-1, 2-2 up. Alvaro Aguero on first pitch. Swing and a miss. It's nothing and one. As Juan Sanchez is the arm on the mound for the Green Jackets. Bottom seven, 13-2. Ballers lead. Aguero at the plate. 0-1. Popped up. Drifting into left field. Coming in, Isaiah Drake. He'll get help from his shortstop. He'll... And Hill makes the play for the out. A P6 in shallow left for the first out. Top of the order due up, it's Riku Nishida. Nishida will dig in with one out, nobody on base. Ballers are on top 13-2. It's been a fun one here in Annapolis. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Riku Nishida. Oh, 1 your count. Nishida at the plate. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. A single, a walk, a ground out, and a strikeout for Riku tonight. Batting 287. No homers. 31 RBI. He doesn't need home runs. He's got the RBI, and he gets on base. 1-1 becomes 1-2 as Nishida, Carolina League leader in runs scored. 76 on the season. A guy that gets on base and scores a lot. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. There's another punch out, and Sanchez has his second of the night. He's now the third Green Jacket pitcher with a pair of punch outs, and two outs will be Wilbur Sanchez digging in. Wildly enough, Riku Nishida at 76 runs scored. And the Carolina League season as Sanchez pops this one up into shallow center. Guanipa coming in, makes the catch for the out. F8 for the third out, and that will send us into the break. It is after seven innings, top of the eighth. Ballers up 13-2. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Your count on the batter Cam McGee, Jacob Godman, and Guanipa to follow in the order. Carson Jacobs at 6'9 is back on the mound. Second inning of work for the righty. 1-0 becomes 1-1 as McGee, Godman, and Guanipa do up. One ball and one strike, top of the eighth inning. Ballers on top 13-2. Jacobs' pitch delivered, swing and a miss. 1-1 becomes 1-2. McGee tonight, a line out and a hit by pitch. Godman a fly out and a hit by pitch. Guanipa is on in the hole. 1-2, lifted in to right. Wolko coming in, a few steps under it. Does he make the grab? Yes, he will. And there's the first out, an F9. So one down, and now Jacob Godman the batter, 0-4-2 tonight. We're talking a little bit last half inning about Riku Nishida. And a Carolina League leader in runs scored with 76. He scored literally more runs in about 30 less games than Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, among many others. Up and in on Godman for a 1-0 count. Of course, we're looking at the Major League runs scored number. 1-0 on the way. This one lifted high and foul. It is 1-1. Gunnar Henderson leads Major League Baseball in runs scored at 79. Of course, Henderson having a whale of a year up in Baltimore with the Orioles. Juan Soto at 77. 1-1. Up and away for a 2-1 count. Bobby Witt Jr. and Riku Nishita would be tied at 76 runs. That will be third in Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani, I think we've heard how good he is, 75 runs. 2-1. Breaking ball inside. It is 3-1. Of course, Major League Baseball getting back to action after the All-Star game. Two former Cannonballers were in the Futures game on Sunday. Our buddies in Colson Montgomery and Noah Schultz. 3-1. Jacobs' pitch is on the outside corner. It's 3-2 to Jacob Godman. Top of the order, Luis Guanipa is the batter on deck. John Heal, the batter, is in the hole. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A 96-mile-an-hour fastball right down Broadway. And Carson Jacobs has his third punch out of the night. Two outs, and now top of the order, Luis Guanipa, two up. Guanipa, top prospect, number 8 overall in the organization for the Atlanta Braves in his first game in full season affiliated baseball. First pitch, low and inside in the corner. It's nothing and one. Guanipa 1-for-3 at a single in his last at-bat. Carson Jacobs is 0-1. Swing and a miss. In and out of the glove of Pineda, it's 0-2. Jacobs seems to work with a good fastball-slider combo. That fastball in the mid to upper 90s, definitely tough to pick up. Ballers lead 13-2, top of the 8th, 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, a 1-2-3 frame. Carson Jacobs with four punch-outs on the night. In two innings of work, he's been stellar. He's faced just one above the minimum in his two innings. And we'll go to the bottom half of the 8th. Arcy Hernandez, Yonaker Betancourt, Luis Pineda do up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Arcy Hernandez will dig in. Yonaker Betancourt, Luis Pineda do up. It's the bottom of the 8th inning. Ballers up 13-2. Juan Sanchez back on the mound for another inning of action. Pitch low and outside for now a 1-0 count. Sanchez's pitch to Arcy is low on the 1-0. It is now 2-0. Ballers do lead 13-2. 2-0 count, pitch on the way. Low and inside for now a 3-0 count. Arcy, Betancourt, and Pineda do up. Hernandez with a multi-hit game tonight. Two doubles on the season. Arcy now with that pair of doubles tonight has made it a total of 13. Just one behind the team lead in Luis Pineda, who has 14. Arcy Hernandez actually leading the active roster in RBI at 37 entering today. 3-0 upstairs in the zone for now a 3-1 count. Tonight, of course, has had his opportunities to drive runs in. He's got two on the night, extending his lead. 3-1 swung on, fouled off, and it's now a full count at 3-2. Full count on Arcy Hernandez with Yonaker Betancourt and Luis Pineda awaiting in the wings. There is an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Looks to be Tyler Davis as 3-2 swing and a miss as Arcy swung out of his shoes on the pitch. And it's another punch out for Sanchez. Arcy down on strikes for the first out. And now due up is Yonaker Betancourt. Third punch out of the night for Sanchez. Ballers went down in order in the seventh. Sanchez has sat down a total of four batters in a row now. Yonaker Betancourt digs in, trying to get his first hit in his return to the Ballers roster. Now he's rung in the arm with a fastball up and in for a hit-by-pitch. So a one-out HBP, a runner on. Betancourt reaches base again, and now Luis Pineda digs in. 96 on the fastball, and Yonaker Betancourt gets hit in the arm. Pineda stands in with an opportunity to keep the inning going. Pineda's walked. He's struck out twice, and he's grounded out. First pitch from Sanchez up and in for ball one. Pitch on the way upstairs and in. On the 1-0, it is now 2-0. To Pineda, swing and a miss. 2-1. Wilco waiting on deck. Bottom eight. Ballers up 13-2. Been a fun one tonight for Kannapolis and their return to action after a four-day break. Swing and a miss on the 2-1. It becomes 2-2. Everywhere in the Carolina League getting back in action tonight. At least it's what we hope. Two games postponed. Carolina and Lynchburg. And then Columbia and Myrtle Beach. As well, a 2-2 breaking ball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, fourth punch out of the night for Juan Sanchez, two outs and a runner on for George Wolko. Wolko digs in with a runner on first, it's Yonaker Betancourt. First pitch inside corner for nothing and one. Wolko in right field, number 13 overall prospect in the organization for the White Sox. 0-1 from Sanchez. Broken bat looper into shallow left. Coming in is the left fielder Drake, but backing up is the shortstop Hill for the third out. A P6 makes it three outs, and it's one runner left on here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll go into the ninth inning. Ballers three outs away from victory. It'll be Tyler Davis on to shut things up. And we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
John Heel will lead it off. Tyler Davis is the new arm taking over for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He is listed at 6'3", 210-pound righty from Spring, Texas. His first pitch is in there for a called strike, nothing and one. Former Sam Houston State Bearcat is Tyler Davis. He's the third arm used in relief of Aldrin Batista tonight. And then Jacobs with two innings. Davis on for the ninth. This one grounded to third. Arcee Fields to his left, but a first in time. And there's the first out. Two outs away of the Ballers from victory. 5-3 ground out, one down, and now Junior Garcia the batter. No hits allowed by Carson Jacobs in his two innings of work, with one walk in his outing, no runs, and he picked up four punch-outs in his first start at Atrium Health Ballpark, his first outing, I should say, here in Kannapolis. He impressed for sure. One out, digging in is Garcia. Davis's pitch, breaking ball low and outside for a 1-0 count. Ball and no strikes with one down. Ballers lead 13-2. Out hitting Augusta 9-4. Four errors on the board for the Green Jackets. 1-0. Low and on the inside corner, 1-1. Davis is set. 1-1 count with one out. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Ballers looking for their first win back at home in a little bit of time. Haven't won a game in Atrium Health Ballpark since July 5th. They went on a four-game win streak against Fayetteville in that series. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ballers are one out away as Davis picks up his first punch out of the inning. And now all that stands between the Ballers in victory is Isaiah Drake, the left fielder. Drake is 0-3. A couple of flyouts and a strikeout. He'll face Davis for the first time in this one. Two outs, first pitch, low for ball one. Davis entering tonight 0-0 with a 6 ERA. 12 innings, he's allowed 9 total runs, 8 of those earned. He's walked 12, he struck out 13. Opponents are batting 319 against Tyler Davis. 1-0 pitch, low and inside for a 2-0 count. Davis' last pitch back on the 12th against Myrtle Beach a week ago today. Four runs in two innings of work with three hits, three walks, and two punch-outs. Again, former Sam Houston State Bearcat, a guy that was a two-way guy. Signed to the Oakland Ballers and in the Independent Pioneer League. 2-0 inside, it's 3-0. Davis played college ball at Wichita State, also spending time at Panola College and Sam Houston State. Spent 2023 with the Bearcats in Sam Houston State as a two-way guy. 3-0 to Drake. Low for ball four. A four-pitch walk with two outs. And now the Ballers will have to deal with another runner on base for the Green Jackets. First walk of the night for Davis. Only the third walk of the pitching staff's evening. So now two outs and digging in is Will Verdung. And Davis signed by the White Sox out of the Oakland Ballers roster in the Pioneer League. So he went from the Ballers to the Cannonballers. First pitch outside, 1-0. He had one hit at the plate with Oakland, 9 strikeouts in 7 games. So he even continued his two-way outings until signed by the White Sox this year. 1-0. Outside corner, 1-1. Ball and a strike on Will Verdung. Davis sets, 1-1. Fouled off straight back. And the Green Jackets down to their final strike. Ballers looking to get back in the win column. Force Augusta to a loss to start back the series in after the All-Star break. One, two with two outs. Pitch on the way, lifted high and foul. Still a ball and two strikes. Still at a pretty solidly paced game tonight. We're going to end up, assuming the end is in the near future, we're going to be at just over 2 hours. 1-2 to Verdung. Outside for a 2-2 count. Ballers and Green Jackets will play each other twice more this weekend. tomorrow, 7 o'clock. And Sunday will be a 1:30 first pitch. 2-2 on the way. Fouled off again. 2-2. Augusta had a victory in their last game of the series against Fayetteville. So they'll be back in the losing end of the series. They're at 5 games back in the South Division, 4-6 in their last 10. The run differential not too pretty. 2-2 on the way. Outside for ball 3. Tyler Davis just needs one strike. He's gone from 0-2 to now a full count. Kannapolis has been in a lot of high-scoring games in the second half. They're still a negative 11 in the run differential. Full count, payoff pitch. Lifted into left center. Alvaro Aguero on his horse backtracking in the gap. Can't get there. It falls in the gap. And rounding third at home will be Isaiah Drake. Verdung will pull up at second. And the Green Jackets will add one more. It'll be an RBI double for Will Verdung. He's got a pair of runs driven in tonight. And that'll make it 13-3 your score. With two outs, it's Cade Kern digging in. So the Green Jackets keep fighting. They score a run in the second on a Verdung home run. A fly out into right by John Heal for a sac fly. And then an RBI double for Verdung here in the ninth. First pitch from Davis to Kern on the inside corner. 0-1. Nothing and one as Davis steps off on the rubber. Open stance for Kern. He's walked twice and flown out once. 0-1 from Davis. Swing and a miss upstairs on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-2. 0-2 count on Cade Kern. Looking in is Tyler Davis. 20th pitch of the night. Pitch on the way. Outside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike 3, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis back by a 9-run bottom of the third inning. Gets back in the win column after the first game of the return for action in the All-Star breaks post-action. It's 13-3. Ballers take the win tonight. 9 hits, 4 for the Green Jackets, as that's the third out. Tyler Davis gets a pair of punch-outs. In his one inning of work, he does allow the one run on one hit, but no one walk with two punch-outs as Batista gets his 8th victory of the season. That is the standout performance. 13 runs for the Ballers, 9 hits, no errors, 4 errors for Augusta, 3 runs, and 5 hits. Again, we're not going to have a post-game show tonight on the broadcast. We will have it for you on the concourse tonight, as we are going to have the post-game fireworks tonight. So we'll recap it for you very quickly. A 9-run bottom of the third inning really gave the Ballers a lot of effort tonight. Aldrin Batista gets the win, 8 on the season now. He leads the Carolina League. 6 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits with 1 walk and no strikeouts. Gutierrez is the losing pitcher for Augusta. He is 0-2 now on the season. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 20 minutes. Over 2,500 fans here at Atrium Health Ballpark tonight. Only 5 runners left on for Kannapolis, 3 for Augusta. Not a game of a lot of lost opportunities for the Ballers, and it comes back to help them, that is for sure, as the Ballers pick up the victory tonight by a final score of 13-3. George Wolko is your player of the game tonight. He does get the 4 RBI. It's a standout performance, that is for sure, as the Ballers and Green Jackets will battle twice more this weekend, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Jake Peppers gets the start, as we will have that for you on the Ballers Baseball Network. It is a 7 o'clock first pitch here in Atrium Health Ballpark. Be sure to grab your tickets online, kcballers.com. Call 704-932-3267 to get your tickets today. Again, 704-932-3267. 3267. That'll do it for us here in Kannapolis. I'm Dan Elodi saying thank you for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis 13 and Augusta 3. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and have a great one, everyone. See you tomorrow, 7 o'clock, first pitch.